Hello, hello, and welcome. You are listening to the Sacred Slut Podcast, hosted by me, Becca Kavanaugh. This podcast is for you if you are ready to live a life full of pleasure, passion, and prosperity through your feminine flow and magnetism. This podcast will give you everything you need to step into your power, embrace your inner slut, and fall in love with being a woman, even in today's society. Every week, we cover topics like spirituality, relationships, sex, pleasure, and living a pussy-led life. I have used these tools and teachings to create a business from flow, reignite passion in my relationships, have mind-blowing sex, and manifest the really big stuff like my dream apartment, soulmate clients, and money in my bank account. And I did all this while prioritizing pleasure and embracing my feminine radiance. So now I teach my clients to create their own version of success through the power of their pleasure and live a life that turns them the fuck on. The thoughts and perspectives I share on the show are my own through the lens of my lived experience as a privileged, white, cis, straight, able-bodied woman. I do fully believe that living a pleasure-filled life is inclusive and possible for everyone. And I am always open to receiving feedback on which I can improve. All in all, take what feels really good and pleasure-filled and leave the rest. I want you to think of this podcast as your weekly dose of pleasure that will get your juices flowing and leaving you craving for more. I am so turned on to have you here, so let's just dive in. Hello, sluts, and welcome back to the Sacred Slut Podcast. I'm super excited to have you here. My name is Becca, and I am your host, as always. So let's just look at the elephant in the room here, which is that there was no podcast episode last week, and I'm super sorry, but also not, because I have so many things in the works for you guys, and there was a reason why there was no podcast episode last week, because I just have a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you guys will get to see really, really soon here, specifically for the podcast. I'm actually lining up a lot more guests. I have some other business type education coming. I'm onboarding clients right now. There's just a lot going on behind the scenes. And so thank you, as always, for listening and for being here every single week. I'm super excited. I can tell that you guys are right on it, right when a new episode is released every week. So I'm super, super excited. Like, the majority of the listens are like within the first day of it being posted. So thank you guys so much for just being like on it and for being excited to be here every freaking week. It's super amazing. As you guys know, this is like has been my dream for the longest time. And sometimes when it comes to the podcast specifically, because this was the biggest thing I dreamed up about, I have to kind of pinch myself a little bit, because I'm like, people are here, people are listening, and you guys are not just listening, but you're also engaged. You're here all the time. You're sharing the podcast. And I just love and thank you for it. So please give me all the love, because I just I'm just going to be selfish and ask for all the love and attention, as always. Be a little attention whore. We love that. We love playing into that here. So I have a great episode for you guys today, not to brag, but to brag, because we haven't specifically talked about sex in a little bit here. And I know that like a lot of podcast episodes and this podcast as well, no surprise, it's kind of all connected, right? A lot of the concepts you can kind of take back into the bedroom, or you can like apply it to life. And this is kind of the same thing with this podcast episode, but I'm specifically going to be talking in the realms of sex, and all the analogies I'm going to be using is around sex. So today we are really going to be talking about how to end a dry spell, how to get yourself pretty much out of a rut. And like I said, you can apply this to your life as well. This could be getting yourself out of a creative dry spell. This could be getting yourself out of like an exercise dry spell, you know, whatever it may be. Any sense of that feeling of you kind of being stuck or stagnant, this is going to be kind of the episode for you. And if you want to change that, right? And what I think about when I think about this type of energy, it's a really uncomfortable energy to be in, right? It's like this kind of like, I think of it as like we're wearing like a scratchy sweater, right? It's like it's like super uncomfortable if we make any movement, right? And then we have to sit like a certain way just to like make sure that it's not scratching us and make sure that it's somewhat comfortable, right? And then maybe it's a little bit too tight and we're kind of getting out of it. Like we want to break free of this very restrictive, but it's not like so restrictive to where we're like bound by it, but it's just uncomfortable enough to be like, okay, something needs to go, something needs to change. And I just need to like, I need to mix things up. Things are exciting. This is not exciting. This is not turning me on. And as we all know, that is what we're about here on the podcast. We're about getting you to your most turned on self in every aspect and facet of your life. So today is, like I said, it's going to be really about sex, but you can apply it to pretty much anything in your life. So I also want to preface this by things, if things have are not like, okay, how do I say this? Basically, there's a lot going on in the world right now. Let's just point that out. Okay, so if many couples, I'm hearing this from so many people, is that they're going through a dry spell. They're going through these like odd transitions in life and these really like uncomfortable seasons, whether it's with a partner, whether it's connection to self. And I just want to acknowledge that like we are still going through a pandemic. We're still going through these times that we're not really equipped for. And I think that we are moving on really, really quickly and not acknowledging or taking time to process all the shit that's going on in the world, right? Or process all the past things that we've gone through. Like we're literally all just kind of in a trauma response trying to get the fuck out. And well, I think that is like, it's exciting, but it's also okay to feel like maybe you're not quite ready yet. Maybe you're still feeling these effects. Maybe you still need time to process. So like really just take time here. I just want to acknowledge that and just give you that permission to like take your time throughout this process. It's okay if things feel a little slow and stagnant right now. It's okay if things feel a little bit off right now because we're kind of going through this really big collective processing that's gonna take time. And we're not taking the time because of capitalism, because of patriarchal bullshit, and all these systems in our society, mainly capitalism and hustle mentality. But we are basically not giving ourselves time, and we have not really had time, let's be real here, to process any of this. And so we're kind of just going through the motions. So it's really okay if you're feeling stagnant or like off, right? And I also want to acknowledge as well of like, if things have changed, right? So that, add that in, add pandemic life in, right? Things are changing. Things have changed. And we're kind of trying to stick ourselves back into like an old box that we don't fit into anymore. And that could go the same for you. That could go the same for your life and your sex life specifically, right? This could go for like, if you have changed throughout this year and a half, hormones have changed. You know, all the things that used to turn you on might not be a priority anymore. And that's okay, right? Your sex life is going to grow and evolve just as you do. And this episode is really going to get you back grounded into finding like the steps to kind of make and the strides to make for you to kind of find your own groove again, right? And it is okay if the things that turned you on in the past no longer turn you on. That is actually quite normal, especially with the shit that we've been through, especially when priorities have changed and blah, 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 right? And the list goes on and on. So I guess my reminder here before we kind of get into it, be gentle with yourself. I see a lot of people putting pressure on themselves, especially right now when it comes to creativity, when it comes to matching their sexuality with their creativity. And like, it's okay if things feel like you need a little bit more time, you need a little bit more slowness, you need a little bit more like intentionality behind it. And the reality is like, it's okay if you don't rush into it, but it's also permission to go all in as well if that's what's exciting, right? You get to take this at your own pace. And I just wanted to kind of give you a guide. Obviously, you get to take what feels good and leave the rest, but I wanted to give you a guide to where you can take your time and find like the markers and help you kind of get out of it, right? But you can take, I'm going to list off 3 steps to getting yourself out of this kind of dry spell. And but take as long as you need in each step. There is no timeline here. I really want you to release the timelines. So that kind of brings me to my first point here. So number one of kind of ending a rut or a dry spell specifically is your awareness around it. So if you're listening to this episode, you probably already have awareness of like, yeah, I haven't had sex in a while and maybe now is the time to start having sex again, right? That awareness around how long it's been, I really invite you to kind of release that timeline. This is what I see women, especially my clients, fall into a lot is like, oh, I haven't had sex in a really long time. And it's been like months and all this stuff. And it's like, yes, that could be, I guess, a marker for ourselves to go, yeah, it's been a while. But also, does it feel like a while, right? Because a lot of my clients, especially, they're going through these huge life transitions, pandemic life and all this stuff. And they're so caught up in like how sex life used to be. Well, the reality is that things change. And if you're feeling like overwhelmed by everything in life, you're not going to be as turned on, and that's okay. So how can we really release the timeline and just solely focus on how you're feeling about it, how you are wanting to show up, right? Because the timeline or how long it's been really just doesn't matter right now, okay? What matters is like, do you want to have sex? Do you want to get out of this? Do you want to take on this new energy, right? And I really ask you, like, what are you hoping to gain from this experience? And I want you to be mindful of, like, are you guilting yourself into this? Because especially when we have a partner in the mix, I see a lot of women kind of go, oh, you know, it's been a while. I need to kind of have sex because I know my partner wants it and blah, 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 blah. I think what's important here for the first step specifically is to focus on yourself first, and then you can have enough space to invite in a partner into this energy, right? The first thing I want you to really focus on is like, how is this benefiting you? What exactly is going on? Really attuning your awareness. What are you needing? What are you wanting to feel by having sex, right? Because I want you to ask yourself, like, are you doing this from a place of trying to please your partner because you fear that you're going to lose them or that you're not going to be as connected or that, you know, all those kind of scarcity beliefs start to come in, which is, you know, not necessarily our own. That is like literally patriarchal bullshit around, you know, women are meant to give men sex all the time. And if they don't, men leave. And that is just bullshit. And I want to nip that belief in the butt there and just go, you know, I want you to ask yourself, like, are you doing this to please your partner or are you doing this because you want to feel connected, sexy, and desired? Because see how they kind of overlap there, but I really want you to kind of take away the fact that like being wanted and being desired and that desire to be desired, right? That desire to feel sexy, that desire to feel connected to your partner is not a bad thing. And that can come from a really balanced and healthy place. Now, on the other hand, see how the other belief is like, I need to do this, otherwise my partner will leave, or I'm not worthy, or it means something about our marriage or our life. That is kind of a more scarcity belief, and it comes from a place of lack because you're like, I need to do this in order to keep my partner. I need to do this in order to feel worthy of keeping my marriage. When on the flip side, what if you just were like, I know that I'm always worthy of this love, affection, and connection with my partner, and now I just want to invite more of that energy in? You see how those are kind of different? So I just really invite you, like, are you really ask yourself that, like, really be blunt with yourself here, because this is really going to impact how you kind of move forward in the relationship and in this getting yourself out of this sexual dry spell. And like I said, I want you to really first go in tune with yourself before you invite in a new energy here, before you kind of bring your partner into this. I want you to identify for yourself and why you want to get out of a rut and not thinking about necessarily your partner just yet, right? Not saying that you're never going to think about your partner or include your partner. Obviously, that's important. But for now, I just want you to focus on, you know, why do you want to do this? Why do you specifically want to feel this way, right? And if you had to release the timelines and release these expectations, how would you actually show up in the bedroom or outside the bedroom, right? So then number two here, after you've kind of identified that, this is where excitement gets to build and you get to have some exploration here. So like I said, things that used to turn you on might not turn you on anymore. So it's kind of like, maybe some of the things that were working in the past are no longer working and you're like, holy shit, what the fuck do I even do now, right? And this can feel a little bit overwhelming, right? Because it's like, oh, I have so many options, but also I feel really limited in options because I am just super overwhelmed and I want to just have the things that I used to have, right? So there's two ways that you can kind of go about this, right? If it's more exciting, and I want you to pick which one's most exciting for you, basically. So you can either go all in, play around, experiment, and push your edges, right? You could be like, oh my God, that's what's actually exciting, to try something new, to experiment, to play around, to, you know, take on this, like, you know, find new things that might turn me on and really, like, you know, let your inner slut out, let her, you know, unfold and see what she wants to reveal to you, right? Or if it feels overwhelming, you can go, okay, what can I add? What is like one thing that I could do differently or I can add? So that way I know I'm going to, like, let's say orgasm. Let's say you already know your body really well and you know what ultimately is going to get you to orgasm, right? But it's more so about like the experience or the playfulness or the, you know, whatever it may be. So it goes, okay, I know what's going to get me to O, right? But I really just want to play around with something like this. So that way you're kind of adding like 10% in more pleasure. How can you make this experience like 10, 20, 30% more pleasurable, right? And you can start really, really small and kind of work your way up. But also, if you are wanting to just go all in and you're not sure where to start and you're like, oh, where do I even start? What do I even do? I would suggest maybe trying out some ethical porn to look at, trying out some of those things. And also, you can download my free pleasure guide where I talk about all the pleasure practices and you can have that guide as reference. So that way you're not always having to search for like a podcast episode for it. And I'll leave that down in the show notes for you guys. But I also want you to keep in mind here is like asking yourself the question, like, what is going to have you feeling safe, but also still pushes your edges a bit to kind of bring in that new excitement, that like newness, that like, ooh, that curiosity, like what is going to pique your interest, but also keeps you feeling safe? Because for most women, we have a hard time opening up if we don't feel safe, secure, connected. So what is going to help you drop into your body while also bringing some of that fun and excitement in and that newness in? Because we don't want to like go so far in that we're kind of like basically making ourselves go, okay, I'm just going to like clench up now and now I never want to do this ever again after you're like ending a dry spell, right? And then you're going all in on all these things. And sometimes it just helps to have some sort of familiarity first and then kind of just adding some things in, right? But also permission to go all in if you feel safe and secure. That is my only, that's my only advice there. So then number three, this is putting it into action. So after you've kind of identified all these things, I would really suggest this is the time to kind of bring in your partner, right? You've taken time to explore with yourself. You've taken time to build that excitement. You've taken time to do your research, see what feels good to you. And I hopefully during those two times that you maybe done some self-pleasure practices, you've done pleasure practices, you've done all these things. And now it's like, okay, now I want to reveal this to my partner, right? And a lot of that energy can also just be translated to your partner at already, if it hasn't already, right? So you get to now, this is like putting it all together. So permission to go all in and invite your partner, right? This is when you get to communicate with your partner. This is when you get to feel connected to your partner. And ultimately, what is going to kind of spark some of that connection and intimacy with your partner is really what I want you to reflect on, right? And this could be, you know, practices of kind of sitting close together. This could be long talks. This could be like, I just want you to reflect on what has you been feeling, what has gotten you feeling the most connected in the past, right? Because sometimes that's like long talks, sometimes that's quality time. And what I see, like a lot of the love languages and like specifically quality time or deep talks, those are like foreplay, you guys. Like those kind of set the stage to invite in sex, right? So I want you to keep in mind as well that it's not always about sex. Like sometimes your needs are like getting out of this dry spell or re-sparking that energy to want to have sex. You kind of have to check off some of these boxes first in like your daily life that might not be sexually related. And I really invite you to start that communication outside the bedrooms first, okay? Do not spring this on your partner and go, this is all the things I want right when you're in the middle of sex, right? I want you to you know, start that conversation outside of sex. Start that conversation of like, hey, I want to spend more time together. Hey, I really want to go do this fun thing. What do you think? Hey, I want to get dressed up and go out now that the world's opening and I feel safer and I feel, you know, more connected. I want to go do these things again, right? I want to feel like myself again. And maybe it's not the self that you used to feel, but it's kind of this new energy meeting the old energy, right? And also, I want to remind you that like nothing is set in stone here. This whole experiment, right? This whole experience is an experiment. And you get to adjust, you get to communicate, you get to see what worked and what didn't. And ultimately, you get to kind of follow whatever is kind of like leading you the most and what's going to feel the most good and the most safe and the most fun and exciting, right? It gets to be all the things. Also, I really encourage you to reflect afterwards. Reflect with your partner on what worked, what didn't, what you wanted to do more of, what really sparked a lot of the connection, what is feeling good, right? And this goes for your relationship, but also your sex life, right? So after you're done having sex, this is like aftercare. Aftercare can be communicating what went well and what did, you know, what was super good and what you want to do again. And you're almost kind of like reliving and just like extending the sex, right? You're reliving that excitement, you're extending that energy. And then what I've seen before in myself is like, it just makes me, it like puts in a mental note there of like, oh, this is what my partner wanted, or this is what my partner really liked, or this is what I really liked. Yeah, I'm going to do that again, right? And then you kind of don't forget what really happened, because sometimes, let's be honest, like, you know, sex can be really exciting. It could be really fast. And sometimes it's kind of a blur of what happened because you were just so in it. So permission to just like communicate, adjust, experiment, and be like, oh, maybe I didn't really like that. You get to change it. You get to change it. Nothing is set in stone. You get to have fun. This is the whole point of sex, right? And this is ultimately what is going to help you improve it. So that way you can kind of maybe alleviate these dry spells that maybe you don't really like to be in, right? This energy, this stagnant energy of the scratchy sweater feeling. Maybe you want to shed some of that, and this will kind of help prevent it in the future, right? So number one, just to go back here and do a summary here. Number one is to really bring your awareness, identify what's coming up and asking yourself, like, what are you really hoping to gain throughout this experience? What do you want to feel after this experience? And whether it's sex or creativity or, you know, just anything in your life that you're wanting to change or shift, like, what do you want to feel like? Who do you want to be? How would they show up? Like really just asking yourself those questions and remembering that to put yourself into that energy first before you kind of bring in other people, before you start worrying about other people, okay? Number two is to really explore and build that excitement. So this is the time to play around, experiment, go all in, push your edges, see what feels good, and just remember to how can you bring in more of that safety and security while also pushing your edges and building that excitement. And remember that you can start small. You can download my free pleasure guide that I have linked down in the show notes. You can start small and add in more. And ultimately, the question is like, what would make this 10% more pleasurable? And that goes for your life, not just your sex life, babes, okay? And then number three is plan it all into action, which means that you're going to communicate with your partner. You're going to communicate with yourself. You're going to take mental notes on what felt good or what didn't. You're going to reflect on it. You're going to adjust. And then this is the time for permission to go all in and have that excitement that's been building for so long. And now is the time to go all in. And remember that foreplay doesn't happen just in the bedroom. It also happens outside of the bedroom. So I hope you guys love this episode. Please give it a rating or review if this really served you. And as well, I would just love to hear your feedback. Like, what was your biggest takeaway from this episode? What is something that you're going to try? And if you do try it and get results, please let me know so that way I can share it. That way I can share the podcast and have more people listening and getting this message out there to the people that really need it, because we need more women in their sexual, creative, most turned on energy. Do we not? I think it'll really make the world a better place, you guys. And that is my mission here for the podcast, for you, for every woman on this earth to be awakened, to feel good in her body, in her sexual energy, in her fullest expression. So anyways, guys, I love you so much. I have one-on-one coaching available to you guys for business coaching. Get in on it if you want in before the waitlist starts, because it's going to be about a 6-month waitlist once it does start. And I have very limited spots available. So definitely claim your space. I know you guys have been claiming them. So definitely claim them before they are gone. So anyways, guys, I love you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode and we will talk next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Sacred Slut Podcast. I hope this episode has your juices flowing and has you feeling inspired to create your own version of a pleasure-filled life. I would love, love, love it if you could leave this podcast a rating and review, hopefully 5 stars. This really helps out the podcast to reach more women like yourself, so that way we can empower each other and create a beautiful community. If this episode has brought you value, please share it with a friend, a family member, your partner, a coworker, or even on your social media. If you do post on your social media, make sure to tag me at Becca Jo Cavanaugh on your Instagram, so that way I can thank you and send you so much love. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that way you never miss an episode. If your pussy and intuition is craving more and to dive deeper into this work, check out my website and ways that you can work with me through my signature courses and intimate coaching containers. Sending you so, so much love, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye, sluts.